Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Lobon. Tony, two goats wandered into a Target store in Texas.
Tony Kornheiser, I heard they were looking for goat meal, or maybe they wanted bubble bath. What about that? What do you think?
You went another way. I thought you were going to ask to tell me if it was Brady and Jordan, or Gretzky and Jordan, or Gretzky and Brady.
What are we doing here?
Yes.
I thought they meant the other kind of goats. I've been to a Target. I've never been to a Whole Foods or a Costco, but I've been to a Target. How about you? You been to a Target? I've been to Target. Welcome to PTI,
yeah,
boys and girls.
One close by.
In today's episode, Patrick Mahomes adds an MVP. Kyrie and Luka enjoy playing with each other. And Northwestern does something that apparently merits our attention. But we begin today with the Super Bowl, a tense, competitive, satisfying Super Bowl, where Kansas City scored 24 points in the second half, including a field goal with 8 seconds remaining to beat Philadelphia 38-35. Wilbon, it's time to put away your dynasty of one phrase, which you used to demean Kansas City. What was your reaction to how the game played out?
No, I used it to demean the people who call one championship a dynasty. And now I can demean those people for calling it a dynasty of two. Not to demean Kansas City, because they were great again, Tom. And you start with Patrick Mahomes, the MVP. And the agony with which he took off his helmet after that tackle. And you thought, oh, my God, is he going to be able to go out there again? But it had a range of things, Tone. It had little stuff that made you go, ooh, like a doink, you know, field goal attempt that didn't count. You had the Jalen Hurts fumble, but you had Jalen Hurts playing great. You had Jalen Hurts having a better statistical game than Patrick Mahomes, which is not possible because he's the MVP, right? You had Andy Reid, I thought, really offensively outsmarting the entire defensive staff of the Philadelphia Eagles because their defense didn't show. They didn't show. The one thing they had to do was rush the passer. They didn't do it. They didn't sack him. They didn't hurry him. They didn't pressure him. They didn't knock him down. They didn't do anything to Patrick Mahomes. And so the Philadelphia defense, as long as I know they're chirping on WIP and whatever else in Philadelphia today, they're chirping at that defense because they were a no-show. But the game was great, Tony. It was. The holding penalty, which I know we'll get into, it had everything you can want in a Super Bowl. It did.
Yeah. I sat here last week a couple of times, and I said the following sentence, that I think Philadelphia is a better team, but if you give me Patrick Mahomes and 2 points, I will take it every day of the week. And I also looked at Philadelphia, and I said on the air, I don't know that they've beaten a good team in a long time.
That's true.
They only played 4 playoff teams during the regular season. So I think I got the whole thing right. I thought it was a really terrific game. I really did. And the Hurts fumble was bizarre. But honestly, Mike, we talked. I thought that the Eagles should be up at least 21-7 after the first half. And then when Patrick Mahomes got hurt, I said, okay, that's it. So let me praise Patrick Mahomes. In the second half especially, coming back to play, and I know that statistically he didn't have a lot of passing yards, but he ran when he had to, he passed when he had to, he won the game. That's why he's the MVP. And you know who else won the game, Mike?
Yeah.
The coaching staff of the Kansas City Chiefs, because in the second half, here were their adjustments, Mike. Second half, 0 penalties, 0 turnovers, 0 punts, 0 sacks allowed. 1 incomplete pass. That's adjustment, Holmes. And I think because they had time, because the extended halftime is so long, they had time to do that. And so I would say this, that they ought to send a ring and a playoff share to Rihanna for taking up 25 to 30 minutes. That was great.
Well, you know, Tony, but what were the Philadelphia Eagles coaches doing? I mean, I understand you think you can rush the passer, any passer with 4 people. But, hey, you got to make some – you and I followed a great Hall of Fame coach, Joe Gibbs. And even if he was winning, he made adjustments at halftime in things including the Super Bowl. The Philadelphia Eagles failed to figure out how to get pressure on Patrick Mahomes for 60 minutes. What were they doing? They had 1 goal. bother that guy wearing 15, and they failed. To me, that's the primary story of that game, Tone, even through the holding penalty. This was the second Super Bowl win for both Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Mahomes added Super Bowl MVP to his regular season MVP award. And the 64-year-old Reid said he'll stick around next season if the team will have him. Of course they will. Tony, what does this do, this win, for Mahomes and for Reid?
Well, let me take Andy Reid first because I think he had more at stake. Had Andy Reid lost this game, people would have said Andy Reid can't win the big game because that would have made him, Mike, 1-3 in Super Bowls, added to 1-4 in NFC Championship games in Philadelphia. He would have been in a situation where two guys who followed him at Philadelphia, Doug Peterson and Nick Sirianni, would have won Super Bowls, and Andy Reid would not have done that. And people would have said of Andy Reid as well, losing this one, he can't get the most out of a great player like Patrick Mahomes. So that's all gone now, Mike. That's all gone.
Yes,
Andy Reid joins 13 other guys, coaches who've won two Super Bowls, and overwhelmingly, they are in the Hall of Fame, and Andy Reid will be in the Hall of Fame. As for Patrick Mahomes, I don't want to make any particular judgments on his career. It's too early in his career. I know he's been to three Super Bowls and won two, but two of the times he was in the Super Bowl, not this time, he didn't play well at all. So I'm going to lay off looking at his career, but just say this. He elevated himself enormously yesterday because everybody knows he played on one wheel. One wheel. And he made the plays to win the game.
Yeah, I agree with you on Reid, Tony. Hall of Fame. You know, I don't know why it took a couple of decades for a guy like Tom Flores, who won two Super Bowls, to be, you know, acknowledged in a similar way. I mean, that too separates you to me, and you and I agree on that. But let me go to Mahomes, because Tony, already it starts off the already annoying conversation of whether Mahomes is the greatest quarterback of all time, as if people just don't have any memory before this morning. I mean, I engaged in this in First Take, and it was fun because nobody had a shortage of memory there. And so it was fun to get into the subtlety. And it is subtle because Mahomes does rise up the chart, Tony, does, and that is not annoying. But I just think that Mahomes, wow. I mean, and I don't know if he was on one leg or not. Ryan Clark had a really funny line this morning, and he said it was the Paul Pierce treatment. And he thought that Mahomes was milking it a little bit, which was really funny, and I don't know how serious Ryan might have been. But, Tony, Mahomes is in a small group now. You get two. It doesn't mean he's got three like Aikman. It doesn't mean he's got four like Montana. It doesn't mean he's been five times like John Elway, who had no team. John Elway had no team the first three times, and then he won too late, and John Elway gets short shrift. Or Bradshaw, who gets short shrift, who's got four. And so there are people, to me, still, not that we didn't get to Brady, but there are people above Mahomes, but he has lifted himself into that conversation about all-time
no
NFL quarterbacks by getting this second.
I'll give you a couple of numbers here, okay? He's 27 years old. He's been to five straight AFC championship games in the 5 years he's been a starter. He's been to three Super Bowls, and he has won two. And at 27, that's the career that Peyton Manning had. And Peyton Manning left at 39, having won his second one. So that is the trajectory here. Let's not talk about Brady. That's insane. But Mahomes has done very well. Let's say goodbye to this football season now and look ahead to the next one. Wilbon, which of the teams, Kansas City and Philadelphia, is more likely to get back to the Super Bowl next year?
Tony, it's hard not to look at the winner and say Kansas City for me. And I think it starts with this was supposed to be some sort of transition without Tyreek Hill, right? I mean, this was supposed to be that. And, oh, are they going to have some time that they need to figure it out? No. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and others. I mean, the cast, my goodness. They figured it out. They got it done. They won. And so, Tony, they seem like they can take the bumps. They can take the hits. They've got a cast together. They've got maybe the greatest tight end of all time, maybe in Travis Kelce. So I'm sorry. I know that you got Gronk in that spot, and Gronk is great.
I do.
And by the way, Gronk saves stuff now because you and your silly commercials on Super Bowl Sunday, all of which were a waste of time, except when Gronk appears in anything. I love Gronk in these things. But he's been passed, Tone. There's another guy out there who's a greater tight end, I think. But, Tony, I got to say Kansas City, and I think you're going to say Kansas City, too.
I'm not. I'm not because it's such a hard road to maneuver. There are so many good teams in the AFC, so many good young quarterbacks. You have Buffalo and Allen. You have Cincinnati and Burrow. You have Trevor Lawrence at Jacksonville. You have Lamar Jackson, if he's healthy, at Baltimore. Miami is a good team. What if Aaron Rodgers, who we know is leaving Green Bay, ends up with the Jets or, more importantly, with the Raiders?
The Jets.
What if Sean Payton can resuscitate Russell Wilson in Denver? So I admire, I think it's a tremendous achievement to have gotten to five straight AFC championships. I think it's, can they do it again? Sure, but I think it's harder. I think it's Philadelphia for a very good reason. They only really have to worry about one team because Tom Brady's out and Aaron Rodgers is going to be out. They got to worry about San Francisco, who I personally think is
others
a better team. I think they're a better team. And I think they got hosed, you know, by a twist of fate when the quarterback, the second pass he makes, gets hurt. But what Philadelphia has, Mike, Jalen Hurts had a great season. He had a great game. He had three touchdown passes, a touchdown run, and a two-point conversion. He's set there. That's the only team. It's Philadelphia and San Francisco, so I think it's easier for Philadelphia to get there, though I concede that historically the team that loses a Super Bowl rarely gets back and often misses the playoffs. Let's take a break. Coming up, what conclusions can we draw from Kyrie and Luka's first game together?
And the number one team in men's college basketball goes down and goes down in Evanston, Illinois. Take that.
Really? I wasn't paying attention to that because I was watching the Super Bowl. I was terrified
for
Rihanna.
Luckily, I know you were paying attention.
Oh, did I miss? I missed Justin Herbert and the Chargers. Add another one to the AFC.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We love all of our viewers. Even the ones who email us.
Mail
so
time.
Let me see what's first in this. Were you surprised by how much Kyrie and Luka said they enjoyed playing with each other?
No, Tony, I wasn't. And I watched a chunk of that because I just, you know, I know that you had said after the first two games, okay, this is great, but I got to see them with each other. And that's a fair and reasonable point, and I watched it. And, Tony, it was great. It was one game. They lost that game to Sacramento, who's a higher seed right now than anybody could have thought of in the West. But I like the way they played together, but it was one game. They said all these flowery things about each other afterward, but let's see what happens. As you know, with Kyrie, you always got to wait 3 or 4 weeks or 6 weeks or 8 weeks in when he decides to go to a birthday party instead of play. So it was great, and I want to see more of it, but let's not put out judgment just yet.
Yeah, am I surprised that they love playing with each other? Of course not. They're great players. Right now, they are the two best ball handlers and two best penetrators in the entire world. They see themselves in the other person. Of course, they're happy to play together. Let me point out what you pointed out. They lost the game. They lost to a team that they need to beat, a team with no playoff history, a team that's ahead of them in the standings, a team with no star power relative to theirs. Okay, so Let's see how they can share the ball over some long period of time. How's it going to work? If they win, everything's going to be fine, Mike. If they lose, it's going to get old in a hurry. It's going to get old in a hurry if they lose.
It always does for one of them. Take a guess which one I'm talking about.
Last one.
Gets unhappy. Unhappy
Purdue
in a hurry.
Freshman Braden Smith said of Northwestern's win, and I'm quoting here, "I don't feel like they beat us. I thought we beat ourselves," unquote. Do you agree, Mr. Wildcat?
I don't care who beat you. I don't care who beat you. You got beat, okay? In Evanston, they were up, you know, as you pointed out, Tony, a couple of times you called me and said, "I'm turning away because I'm worried about your boys." And as you know, I stayed with it, watching through spread fingers like a horror flick. But, I mean, you know, we were able to get this done. Thank you, Boo Booey and Chase Audige, among others, and Coach Chris Collins. And we played defense. We played defense on a team that's going to be a number one seed. We stripped the ball. We took it away. How many times did you take it away from the big fella, Tone? Often, as you pointed out, live time. We forced turnovers. We created some transition points. That's the greatest game Northwestern's played since beating Magic Johnson on the way to a national championship in 1979. You know what I'm saying? So, Boilermakers, take your beating, get back on the highway, and go back to West Lafayette, because we beat you, and you're going to be downgraded. I still think they're great, Tony. I still think Purdue is a number one seed and a top four team. I do.
I am wearing this tie in honor of Northwestern, a purple tie. Full disclosure, was on the phone with Wilbon during the game, the last 7 to 8 minutes of the game, we're on the phone. And I would hear him sometimes mutter and sometimes curse, and I go, "Ooh, I've been on the golf. I better switch back to Northwestern," and I would switch back to Northwestern. And then the last 3 full minutes, it takes 15 minutes of the game, I was on Northwestern Purdue the whole way. And yes, they took the ball away from the big boy 2 or 3 times late in the game. He's got to either hold it up higher or he's got to get rid of it. I mean, you just can't hold the ball low enough for Northwestern to take it away. Northwestern, by winning this game, is in the NCAAs. This is the thing on your resume that makes the difference. You beat a number one team. That is a trump card. You're in the NCAAs. Yeah. Go book a hotel room. You got it. Enough email.
Okay.
Let's take one last break still to come.
I want to go to Des Moines.
The Jets start sniffing around your boy Aaron Rodgers. Wendley comes out of the triangle of darkness.
Set back for Zion. Is bad here. Chris Collins, great job, Chris Collins.
How many times have we said a setback for Zion Williamson? What, 15 times? He's in a league 4 years. How many times?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Happy time, people. Happy 76th birthday, Mike Krzyzewski. True to his word, we haven't heard a peep from Coach K this year, his first year of retirement. The Duke team, now coached by John Shire, got hosed on Saturday by the officials at Virginia, which the ACC later admitted. Would Krzyzewski have been similarly cheated? Duke is 17-8 so far this season, 8-6 in the ACC, and currently unranked. It's a giant shadow Krzyzewski casts. 5 NCAA titles, 15 ACC tournament titles, 13 ACC regular season titles, not to mention 3 gold medals as U.S. Olympic coach. It's probably a bit easier on Shire, having played for and coached under Krzyzewski at Duke.
Maybe Coach K, hanging around in his hometown of Chicago for a day or two, might come and see one of his former players, Chris Collins, in Evanston. It's a few miles from where Mike grew up and calls home for real. See if I can work on that. Love to have him.
Happy anniversary, Frank Selvey. History lesson, kids. On this day 69 years ago, the Furman University All-American guard set the all-time D1 record for points in one game when he went for 100 against Newberry College. Selvey hit 41 of 66 from the floor and 18 of 22 from the foul line. And remember, there were no threes there. Selvey played 9 years in the NBA for the Hawks in Milwaukee and St. Louis, the Lakers in Minneapolis and Los Angeles, and the Knicks. His best pro moment was in the seventh game, the 1962 Finals, when he scored 41 points for the Lakers, but failed to hit what would have been the series-winning shot against the Celtics.
Can I go back 40 years, Tony? 40 years ago, one of your career highlights, you saw Marvin Gaye sing the national anthem at the All-Star game, I believe, in the Forum.
Yes.
That's the greatest rendition, I think you and I agree, ever.
All time.
Ever.
All time. All time. Happy trails in Northern Arizona. The Lumberjacks believe they had beaten Portland State on Saturday with a last-second three. But the referees put back 0.4 of a second on the clock. Portland State heaved the inbounds pass the length of the court, where Isaiah Johnson redirected the ball into the basket for the game winner, actually at the buzzer. It's unbelievable. In other last-second news, number 6 Tennessee was beaten on Saturday by a three at the buzzer by Missouri. And that came 3 days after Tennessee was beaten at the buzzer by a three by Vanderbilt.
The ball seems to be in the air all the time now at the buzzer and going in a lot, as if we're already into March Madness, and we got a month to go before that starts.
And our deepest sympathies to the family of Ted Lerner, the owner of the Washington Nationals, who passed away today at the age of 97. Let's go to the big finish if we can. Zion Williamson re-aggravated his hamstring injury. He's expected to miss several more weeks after the All-Star break. That's a big deal.
It's huge, Tone. He's been out since January 2. You're hoping that he would make a big improvement and be able to play after the break. And New Orleans doesn't have – there's no real chance for them now. It's too bad because they had a lot of promise this year. The Jets have reportedly contacted the Packers about Aaron Rodgers. As a Jets guy growing up, you feeling that?
Okay, so everybody wants Aaron Rodgers in New York, and I understand that. It's been a while since there's been a great quarterback for the Jets. I'm not feeling it. I think he's going to end up going to the Raiders. I think he's going to go to the Raiders. That's what I'm feeling today, the Raiders. Number one, South Carolina crushed number 3, LSU, in a battle of unbeatens. You had that, and you loved both coaches. You were conflicted.
Yeah, I was. I like Dawn Staley, by the way, wearing that Randall Cunningham throwback jersey. That was so cool. And Kim Mulkey looked like, just the most stylish coach ever on the sideline. That was supposed to be a great matchup, Tom, but South Carolina got out to 18-2 lead. And, wasn't really close much of the way. Scotty Scheffler, one down the street right here, the Phoenix Open, Waste Management, returning number one. You impressed with that?
Okay, Scotty Scheffler on the par 3 16. Had a chip, second shot, that left him 10 or 12 feet away. The par save putt on 16 won a tournament and broke Nick Taylor's heart. I mean, that was a tournament right there. He deserves to be number one. Last one, the Bucks have won 10 straight. Your thoughts? Your thoughts?
Tony, they host Boston tomorrow night. That's something of a showdown. We got 25 games and fewer remaining in the NBA calendar. You don't have to wait till after the break to see the sprint. It's Usain Bolt time in the NBA right now. Fun time.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knucklehead. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN Apple Podcast. And all you people out here in Arizona, it's time for you to go back, particularly you I-95 people. Leave us alone. Leave us our sunshine and our fun and our relaxation.
Stop with this junk. Here is SportsCenter.
Get out of town.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.